Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are once again broadcasting from our great affiliate in New York City, the wonderful WABC Radio, the number one news talk radio station in the Big Apple, and we are just honored to be great partners with them, and we appreciate them letting us use their broadcast facilities this week. Hope you are doing well. A little chilly here in the Big Apple. I got a note from back home in Memphis. They say it's going to be 110 degrees over the weekend, but I'm coming home, so just crank up that air conditioning. Folks, later today, I will be on Newsmax television, again, anchoring the 4 o'clock hour, and I just want to say thank you. You know, I'm a radio guy, and first and foremost, I am always a radio guy, but I've enjoyed doing TV, and we'll see what happens down the road, but I have really thoroughly enjoyed hearing from you, and I appreciate the kind words and the encouragement, and I'd love for you to watch us 4 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. We have a great show lined up for you later today. It is jam-packed, and we have a jam-packed awesome show for you today as well. By the way, we're really excited to introduce a new voice on the program. The last hour of the show, we've had some of our local affiliate hosts that have been filling in so I can get over to Newsmax. And today, we're honored to have from KQAM, the big talker in Wichita, Andy Hoosier is going to be with us, and you're going to love him, and we're excited to hear him filling in on that last hour of the program today. And I'm telling you, jam-packed Congressman Andy Biggs is going to be here. A lot of other great guests, a lot of lawmakers wanting to weigh in on what happened yesterday with the leadership of Congressman Adam Schiff out of California. Congressman Chip Roy is going to be here. Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger, and we're understanding that for some reason we've got the governor of South Dakota that wants to come on the program, Kristi Noem. So we may be talking to her as well. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today. 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I want to talk about the censorship vote yesterday and clear up something for you. We call balls and strikes here on this program. Now, there are a lot of people that were very upset because about a half a dozen Republicans voted present during the censorship vote of Adam Schiff. And folks said, oh, they're cowards. How dare they? Rhinos. No. That's not it at all. So the individuals, the Republicans who voted present, are actually members of the Ethics Committee. And by tradition, if those members who will basically now be investigating Adam Schiff, they typically will vote present because they don't want that to weigh on the investigations, that are coming through that committee. So this is not a big deal. This is something normal, and it's not that these guys are, you know, raging leftists. They are not cowards. They are just trying to do the honorable thing here by giving at least the appearance of impartiality, because they will sit on the investigation of Adam Schiff as that is about to commence. But I'm telling you, folks, yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives, I saw absolutely no remorse from the Democrats. I saw no remorse from Adam Schiff. Cut number 6, please.
House Resolution 521, censuring Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California.
Question is on adoption of the resolution. Members will record their votes by electronic device. On this vote, the yeas are 213 and the nays are 209. With six answering present, the resolution adopted. Without objection, the motion to consider is laid on the table. House will be in order. Will Representative Schiff present himself in the well? By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House is resolved that the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California, for misleading the American public and for conduct unbecoming of an elected member of the House of Representatives. That Representative Adam Schiff will be forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure. That Representative Adam Schiff will be censured with the public reading of this resolution by the Speaker. That the Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
All right, there you go. You know, it sounded like a little insurrection there with all the Democrats shouting and chanting, shame, shame, shame. There is no shame in the Democrat Party. Adam Schiff got what he deserved, and honestly, he deserves to be in jail for what he did. He knowingly spread false information, lies about President Trump. And what's shameful is that no one on the left side of the aisle actually had the moral courage to stand up and admit that this was wrong, that they made a mistake. Nobody's willing to apologize. As a matter of fact, Shifty Schiff was on CNN. Even Anderson Cooper said, hey, look, you know, do you have any regrets here? Because it turns out that there was no criminal wrongdoing there. Trump did nothing wrong at all. And Schiff said that he had absolutely no regrets. None whatsoever. Now, if this sounds strangely familiar, it's because it is. We have a timeline of the Democrat Party's troubles with the truth. And the reason why they have trouble with the truth is because these people are evil. They are Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. They have no moral center. Now, this is not hyperbole. This is not Todd speaking out the wazoo. This is the fact. The Democrat Party has no moral center, and that's why they're just allowed to lie with abandon. Why do you think so many Republicans got upset over George Santos? Because we don't like liars. As a matter of fact, we are repulsed by liars. But these guys, the Democrats, these people are, they have no shame. Go back to 2012. I was at the Democratic National Convention. It was in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the summertime, hotter than blue blazes. Fox, our base camp, we were set up at the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and we would go over, and I was there in the convention center when the delegates literally tried to remove God from the party platform. These heathen Democrats were trying to take votes. And by the way, on the first vote, they actually removed God from the party platform. And then there was a bunch of chaos, and they came back and uninvited, or they reinstated God, or they tried to. Anyway, God was like, and I know that because there was thunder and lightning in the middle of all of this. A massive, severe thunderstorm happened in downtown Charlotte. And you, inside this massive arena, you could hear the thunder and the lightning crashing down. And I think that was the Almighty's way of saying, yeah, I'm not joining this. That's not me. I'm good. I'm good. Verily, verily. So anyway, I'm just saying, it was like we were like one salt shaker short of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what I'm saying here. Anyway, so that happened in 2012. Then in August of that year, remember Dirty Harry Reid, God rest his soul. Dirty Harry Reid was the Senate Majority Leader, and he accused Mitt Romney of not paying any taxes for a decade. You guys remember there was a huge scandal. And then he dared Romney to get out there and prove otherwise. And, of course, it all turned out not to be true. It was a campaign dirty trick. By the way, you want to know who was responsible for all of that? It was John Huntsman. That guy is a sleazeball. So, anyway, years later, Harry Reid, on his deathbed, was asked by CNN whether or not he regretted lying about Mitt Romney. And he said, I got no regrets. And you want to know why? He said, and this is the direct quote, Romney didn't win, did he? I'm Satan. It's kind of scary. This is Dirty Harry Reid. But again, no regrets. This is why they call him Dirty Harry. And by the way, you need more proof? All right, let's look at what happened yesterday. John Durham. We can now say on this radio program without a shadow of a doubt that Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama, Mrs. Barack Obama, were behind the Russian dossier, the fake Russian dossier. They knew it was phony. They knew it was a lie, but it didn't matter. Hillary Clinton, what did she do? She spoon-fed that lie to the mainstream media. And what did the media do? They spoon-fed that lie to all of you. And it nearly cost Trump the election, and it did cost him an impeachment, and it cost him great hardship through his administration. So I'm telling you, folks, Hillary, Obama, Schiff, all of them, Nancy Pelosi, they're all very bad people. And I hate to say that, but these people are not good people. They are evil. Good people don't go around and try to destroy people, other people, because of their political beliefs. You don't do that. And you want to know why our nation's in a cultural free fall? It's because we've elected godless demons to office. That's what's going on here. The ruling party here is immoral. They have rejected the United States Constitution, and they have rejected the Ten Commandments. I mean, it really is that simple. And meanwhile, the Republicans, it was like pulling teeth. And you should have seen the hate and the vitriol directed at the Republicans for just trying to censure Adam Schiff. Why would that be a difficult thing to do? It makes no sense to me. So anyway, Republicans, in my estimation, they were right to censure Mr. Schiff. But honestly, the entire party needs to go. Every single one of them. And they need to call in a priest or somebody, exorcise those political demons. Back home in Memphis, we call that a come to Jesus moment. That's what that is. All right, we're going to take a break here. The big debate now, should the Republicans impeach President Biden? That's the new battleground. Lauren Boebert is calling for a vote. And I guess MTG was trying to do the same thing, and now MTG got her feelings hurt, and MTG is calling Lauren Boebert the B word. A nasty little B is what it's like, a congressional catfight up there. But I'm curious, do you believe that Joe Biden should be impeached? 844-747-8868. And I'm telling you, House leadership, they are enraged over this. They do not want to go down this path. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Speaking of godless heathens, did you hear the latest about Hunter Biden? Apparently, Hunter was a member of an X-rated sex club in Los Angeles. Didn't know they had those things. This one is called, I believe, Sanctum? S-N-C-T? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what it means. Is it an acronym, or are they just missing some letters? I'd like to buy a vowel, please. Anyway, the founder of this sex club based in Los Angeles, Damon Launer, said that, yeah, Hunter was a member, but we kicked him out. Launer said that Hunter's behavior at his first sex party was so bad, he had to boot him out of the club. He said his membership was canceled after one party because he's a scumbag. Wow. I guess even sex clubs have standards. Who knew? Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Donovan, listening to us on the great WDUN. Hey, Donovan, what's going on?
Hey, buddy. I just want to say you look pretty good on TV.
Well, Donovan, it's amazing what those makeup artists can do. They're miracle workers.
You know who you sound like a little bit on TV? The great late Walter Cronkite. I mean, you act just like him. I mean, you bring the people together. I mean, you do a great job.
Well, you're kind to say that. Thank you, Donovan. Appreciate that.
I'll be looking for my commission. Okay. But sir, I wanted to say on a more serious matter on Biden. I think we should leave him in office for a little bit longer. And basically, because, you know, we need to clean up a few more of those people that we're doing right now. You know, we did a pretty good job in the last few days, but we need to let the American people know what, you know, Trump's been saying all along that they've been doing him wrong. So,
well, I think the concern, Donovan, among the Democrats is Kamala Harris. I mean, they are really concerned that she is not capable of doing anything. I mean, she is not capable of assuming command. And I mean, what is it? Yesterday she was talking about frogs and boiling water, for crying out loud. We'll find that audio and play it. But it's a good point. But I think you're right. I think he's got to stay in office. And it's so bad now, by the way. And this is really weird, but it's the stairs up Air Force One. They've stopped using the big stairs. Instead, he's going through the back of the plane where they just have a much smaller set of stairs. And the concern is that the guy's going to fall down. I mean, this is legit here. You don't want anybody to break a hip. But Biden goes down again. I mean, he could really end up breaking a hip and seriously hurting himself. These people ought to be thrown in jail for elder abuse. And I'm talking about Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden and all that crowd. All right, Donovan, appreciate that call. We got to leave it there. We're coming up on a break here. But yeah, this is all the talk of Washington is that Biden is actually getting worse, and it's happening right before our very eyes. I mean, look, earlier today, he was at the White House, and they were welcoming the Prime Minister of India, and the president standing up there, and they're playing the national anthem. The president puts his hand over his heart. It literally takes him 20 seconds to realize, wait a second, this is not the Star-Spangled Banner. And so what does he do? He like slowly moves his hand away from his heart and down to his side as if, you know, he's thinking, well, you know, maybe if I just lower my hand slowly, they won't notice. No, how do you? It's sad. It's really sad. But that stare thing, that's serious. Unbelievable. elder abuse. I'm telling you, that's what that is, elder abuse. 844-747-8868, our phone number. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show on the road in New York City. And we're broadcasting from WABC here in the Big Apple. So the Coast Guard now announcing that they have made some sort of a discovery near Titanic. They say a debris field has been discovered. And that debris field was near the shipwreck of the Titanic, still searching for any survivors. But it looks like that's probably not good. It's not a good situation. So the Coast Guard is expected to hold some sort of a briefing, and we're going to let you know what they have to say once they have that. They share that information. So, you know, I was at a diner. I've been eating meals. I'm one of these weird folks. When I find a restaurant I like, I just go to that restaurant. And there's someone said, Starnes, if you're over on the east side of New York, you got to go check out this diner. It's called EJ's Luncheonette. And I don't know, it's been around for a bazillion years. And it's just it's a no-frills a local joint. And so I went up there, and I've been eating my meals there all week. It's pretty amazing. And so I'm sitting down yesterday, and I'm getting ready to have the meatloaf. Great meatloaf, by the way. And I got a little salad and some spinach because of the Calitrin. I'll tell you about that. You got to lose the weight. Anyway, I'm sitting there eating my meatloaf, and literally everybody in the diner is talking about this submarine. And it's fascinating because there are a lot of people that are out there attacking these explorers and mocking them and ridiculing them. And, there was a time in American history when people celebrated that sort of daring thing. Now, I'm not quite sure this was daring. Quite frankly, the more I'm hearing about the company that runs this operation, I'm wondering why in the world anybody would have gotten into that little submersible. I mean, it's pretty insane. And of course, yesterday we played some audio on the show from the CEO talking about how, well, look, all these other people, they like to use really well-experienced guys, these military types, the Navy SEALs, but, you know, these 50-year-old white guys. But he says, I don't like hiring these 50-year-old white guys. I'd rather hire somebody that's young and cool and hip and diverse, somebody who can be inspirational. Well, I don't know about you, but if I'm going down into the depths of the ocean and I'm in one of these submersibles, I want the most talented, educated rocket scientist possible running the ship. That's what I want. But it looks like that the people on board, all except for one, happen to be white guys, looks to be in their 50s and 60s. So a lot of people are saying, oh, well, this could be a case of wokeness. No, I don't think so. I think we don't know what happened. We just don't know what happened. But this is a horrible thing. So they go down Sunday, and I was looking at the timeline of this. They went down Sunday, and this is all part of a multi-day thing where they you fly into Newfoundland, and then you you take the boats over, and it was about an hour and a half ride down to the couple of hours to get down to the debris field, and about, I don't know, 45 minutes or so into the journey, they just lost contact, and nobody knows what happened. I mean, it's fascinating when you look at how this thing operated. Basically, they were using a PlayStation controller. I mean, that's exactly what it looks like. So anyway, on Sunday, around, 8 o'clock or 4 a.m., they were supposed to start the descent, and that's when they started the two-hour journey. By the way, the Titanic is about 2 miles down, about 12,500 feet in the North Atlantic, and they lost contact about an hour and 45 minutes. There you go, an hour and 45 minutes into the journey down there. And that was it. That's the last time they heard from anybody, which was Sunday. And it was supposed to come back around 3 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. And that's when they all figured out something is not right. You know, it's a horrible story. My understanding is you can't even stand up. There's only room for one person to stretch out at a time. And you've got five people in this compartment. But if there's a debris field, you have to wonder, was there some sort of a depressurization? Did the thing just explode? We don't know. But the Coast Guard is gonna find out. No word on if any bodies have been detected as well. There had been yesterday, though, these odd reports of sounds being detected. And there had been some hope. A Rolling Stone said that the sonar had picked up more banging. But there you go. We don't know. But it's not looking very good. The oxygen, they said they had about 96 hours of air supply, and that would have expired around 6 o'clock this morning. By the way, it's incredibly cold down there. So, I mean, we don't know how quickly this all happened. We don't know if they made it down there and so they got stuck. They got pulled into some nets or something. We just don't know. But I cannot imagine a more horrific death than just being in there for days, not being able to move, and then just waiting for the oxygen to run out. It's a terrible, terrible thing. But I'm curious, would you, if you had a $250,000 laying around, would you get onto one of these submersibles? Would you have taken that risk? Would you have... I mean, you've got people right now going up into space, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, sticking people into rocket ships and blasting them off into space, people paying a lot of money for that. Would you take that sort of a risk? You see, I'm perfectly happy on the land, right? I don't even like flying, but I'll fly. But I'm not going into outer space, not going down into the water. You know why? There was a great lady. Many years ago, she was a school teacher in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I believe a counselor. What was her name? Sister Pooh, I think was her name. She was very active on social media back in the day. And she said, and this was about the time we were having all of these stories about people, humans, getting eaten by sharks, right? And it was just an epidemic. And she gave, Sister Pooh gave a very... what I thought was a very thoughtful explanation for why you should not go into the ocean. And she said, look, if you are a chicken and you come into her house, you're going to get eaten. Therefore, and it's a fair thing, everybody loves fried chicken. And if you go into the shark's house, which would be the ocean, well, you're going to get eaten there too. Fair enough, right? You're a shark, and you're just hanging out, and all of a sudden, here comes Todd Stearns, and he's thinking, wow, that's a big, juicy steak right there. That's why I don't go into the water. It's very simple. That I don't like the alligators. So, but again, I guess there are people out there that would take that risk. For example, why I don't understand skydiving. For the life of me, I do not understand. What is the thrill of jumping out of a perfectly functioning aircraft, right? If it's up there in the sky and it gets you down safely, there's really no need to jump out of the plane. I just don't understand that. But a lot of people like to skydive. So, look, it's your money. But if I had $250,000 laying around, I'm not sure I would invest it in this. And by the way, a lot of the survivors, the descendants of the survivors of the Titanic, they're really upset about all of this. They feel like it's almost a desecration to go down there and view the remains of the of the ship. It's all very strange, ladies and gentlemen, all very strange. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Steve in Morehead City, North Carolina, wants to weigh in on the impeachment of Joe Biden. Steve, do you think that's a good idea that they impeach Joe Biden?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They, you know, President Trump was impeached for lesser grounds when he called about the Ukrainian call. It's pretty obvious that Joe Biden has accepted money from the Burisma executives. I'd love for us to get the two tapes that indicate that Joe Biden accepted money on, you know, from Hunter Biden. But I also think that, you know, the negative publicity that he would get as a result of this would be a good thing.
Could be. I think that we need to play ball the same way the Democrats
exactly.
do. That's exactly. They started this, and they have yet to apologize for anything. I mean, Adam Schiff was on CNN last night. Even Anderson Cooper knew. Man, you guys, I mean, you told a whopper there, Adam. Do you feel bad about it? Nope, no regrets at all. All right, fine. You want to play that game? We can play that game, too.
And if Kamala's, I don't think that he will be impeached. I think, obviously, with a Democratic 51-49, he'll never be impeached. But the negative publicity lengthens on, and it should do nothing but help the Republican cause.
Oh, there you go. That's it. You're absolutely right. All right, I appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Be sure to check out, by the way, our website, toddstearns.com. We have all sorts of great information for you there, great news stories and videos. And by the way, later today, 4 o'clock, Congressman Andy Biggs, not only is he going to be on the radio show, he's also going to be on the TV show. We're going to do a deep dive into Adam Schiff and the antics of the Democrat Party. In the meantime, I got to tell you, folks, you got to watch Newsmax, first and foremost, because I'm on the channel. I'm just kidding. They've got a great lineup, right? Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Chris Plant. Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. And that's why Newsmax wants you to vote in their brand new national poll. Get out your smartphones. Here's what we need your help on. We want to know, Trump indictment, is it legitimate or a political act? Text the word Trump to 39747. That's Trump to 39747, and you can vote right now in the Newsmax poll. Make your